Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Intellectually Declined from A to Z, and maybe some B, I don't know. Got loads to talk about. Christmas is coming, and, you know, to be brutally honest, I dread this time of year. I don't know what to really say about it. I think when working retail, it really just sucks the goddamn Christmas spirit out of you, and I don't know what else to just say about it, but, you know, I will say this, and I'll talk about her later, but, you know, I've got a plan. I'm thinking about, like, murdering Granny Gertrude with a bat, and, you know, that would be a great Christmas gift if I fucking, you know, if I accomplish such a thing.
Intellectual decline is not implied, expressed implicitly, does or not otherwise. It's not to be held accountable for anything that happens to anyone, and we are held innocent in all regards and forms. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please listen at your own risk.
Speaking of risk, you know what I dived down into?
What?
Do you remember Goosebumps?
The original Goosebumps?
The original 90s Goosebumps.
I can't tell them apart between that and Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because I watched them both.
No, I think...
Isn't Are You Afraid of the Dark darker?
I would say Are You Afraid of the Dark is much darker than Goosebumps.
I remember reading a lot of the books as a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, Are You Afraid of the Dark, I enjoyed that. But I want to say Goosebumps came after, right? Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark was much was sooner. Goosebumps was like late 90s.
I think that's not right.
I don't know if that's right.
Bet me money. Bet me right now. Are You Afraid of the Dark was like early 90s. Goosebumps was late
90s. You're talking about the books? No,
I'm talking about the show.
I'm going to side with Zach on this. I think he's probably right.
I thought you were talking about the existence of the thing.
Well, no. Are You Afraid of the Dark didn't had no books. It was just a show.
But yeah. I'm saying, I thought you were saying that came about before even the Goosebumps books.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Before the books.
Yeah, before the books.
You're talking about the TV show you just said.
Yeah, I'm talking, Are You Afraid of the Dark came out before the Goosebumps books.
The books and the TV show.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm with Bree now. I think the books
came out
first or around the same time as Are You Afraid of the Dark, but I think Are You Afraid of the Dark came out before the Goosebumps show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Pick a lane, motherfucker.
No, I'm trying. Hang on. Are You Afraid of the Dark season one was 92.
Okay.
Goosebumps.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, I remember that fucking bullshit.
Fuck you.
Goosebumps books.
I just remember finding Are You Afraid of the Dark stories like darker.
Yeah.
Scarier.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I think so. No, I don't want the wiki. I want years. God damn you. Goosebumps books release date.
1989.
Nope. List of Goosebumps books. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, are you?
I love that look on your face. You're like, oh, God damn it.
Damn it. Same year, 1992 was the first book. Yep.
And what did I say? That's exactly what I said. Around the same or
yeah,
around the same
I thought they were at least 2 years apart or maybe 1 year apart, but not by much. Yeah, Gucci Gang, fuck off. But the television series was
98.
I think 98. No.
96. No.
When was the television
97?
Show?
96.
I think 96 sounds right too. Let's see. Goosebumps. Goosebumps television show. Oh God, this is the new. I want the old. Did you know Justin Long is in the new fucking Goosebumps episodes?
I did
show?
Not.
Yeah.
I think the only Goosebumps
95. Woohoo! Thank God.
You still lost the overall bet.
I don't give a shit.
If that's what you had to bet on to begin with, you've been fine. But no, you had to fucking go all in with the TV series, too.
Well,
or the books, I mean.
It was 95 to 98.
The only episode of Goosebumps I remember is The Mask.
The Haunted Mask?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it was a movie. It was a television movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
And it was the... Because I actually... So, like... I've been watching all of the episodes on Tubi, right? And so I noticed that there's certain episodes that are missing. And I was like, well, wait a second. I know this one exists and this one exists and this one exists. And I found that the TV movies are on fucking Netflix. Don't ask me why. And so
why?
I don't know. And so I guess the Haunted Mask was a television movie, which was actually the first Goosebumpers. Goosebumps.
Is that what they call fans of the
show? Sure. Goosebumps, like live action type stuff, right? And then it turned into a television series. Like I want to say it was like the Haunted Mask was like the pilot, and then they did the show. And they didn't know whether the show, because like the first thing I remember was the Haunted Mask, and then the the Girl Who Cried Monster. Do you remember that?
I don't
yeah.
know if I do.
So that's the one where she sees the librarian eat fucking flies out of a jar at a library. Did I say? Yeah, redundant. Anyway.
Flies out of a jar at
yeah,
a library.
Yeah, like he's got right. weird fucking. Yeah, he's a monster.
Right.
Anyway. But no, like the Goosebumps, they're really. Some of them are clever, and some of them are just downright stupid. And I'm sure the books are always probably 10 times better. But the show, you know, you got a 30-minute window to tell a, I don't know, 10-chapter book, right? And so some of the highlights that I have come across is a very young Ryan Gosling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is in Say Cheese and Die. And I looked at him and I was like, why does that kid look so familiar with that long blonde bowl cut hair? Oh, fuck me. That's Ryan Gosling. And sure enough, that was like before Remember the Titans and shit like that.
Huh.
Cause he probably was like at least 13 or 14. But yeah, it's Ryan Gosling. I was like, oh shit. I wonder what other stars are on this fucking show. Not many. not many. I have yet to find another star that made it big, but Ryan Gosling's the big one. But like, what I always thought was interesting is that just these Goosebumps books is like, you know, you'll get the story for what it is, and then at the end there'll be a twist, and it's just like, oh, okay. Like, for example, The Girl Who Cried Monster. The twist is, oh, she sees the monster at the thing, and then she gets her parents involved, and the parents are like, oh, well, we'll invite your teacher to dinner and blah, 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 and bring him over. And it turns out that her parents are fucking monsters, and they eat the other monster. And it's like, yeah, we can't have any other monsters in this town, just us. And once your fangs start coming in, and that's, you know, that's how it ends, right? That's the twist there. And then, you know, just little shit like that.
See, I don't really remember a whole lot of those. I did watch some.
Yeah.
But Are You Afraid of the Dark? I can remember quite a few episodes.
Okay, which one was your favorite one? The clown one?
I don't know if I remember that one.
Well, what do you mean? You just said.
I said quite a few. I didn't say all of them.
Oh, my God.
The ones I remember, there's three or four that came in my head.
Do you remember the one with the kid who didn't want to read books and then he read books?
I don't remember that one.
Motherfucker, if you said you watched all of them, how do you not remember any of them that I'm saying right now? What about the ghost bike? Do you remember the ghost bike?
I don't remember that one.
This guy is high as shit, and he doesn't remember shit.
I did tell you, I was going to tell you the ones I remembered.
Okay, go ahead.
The ones I remember are one where the kid eats someone's spaghetti or something, and it's like, oh, fuck, what was it? Like a bird mascot head in the lunchroom or something, and it falls. And instead of, he replaced it with worms. And so, like, at the lunch, he got worms instead of spaghetti. Like, it turned into worms or something. That one maybe.
Are you talking about the Goosebumps show, Go Eat Worms?
No. I'm pretty certain I'm Sorry for the Dark.
Okay. Continue. I'm
and,
listening.
What's
another one?
Another one is there's people with, they look like wearing bodysuits. They're, like, stealing people's faces. And it was like this chick.
Oh, are they like mannequins looking? Yeah. Like when you figure out the
kind of like silver face, kind of like Isaac from Orville.
I do remember that one.
It was a blank faces and they're stealing people's faces.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Oh, it was disturbing.
Yep.
The one that sticks in my head the most would just pop to me.
Is it the demon one with the silver?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The silver. Yes. And he uses
the silver because she's using a spoon, right?
Yeah, and there's no silver.
And he's like, that's not silver. This is silver.
And the fucking demon that's that one fucking disturbing as
well. Oh, yeah. No, I feel like I remember that one fondly.
Darker than fucking Goosebumps, I think.
Yeah. No, I would say they are much darker. The two that always have stuck out was, I mean, obviously the silver and the demon and stuff like that. I'll remember that one. But no, the two that stick out the most is the carnival / clown one.
Okay.
Where basically the kid goes to the carnival and he steals the clown nose from like one of the rides. And then he's getting like tormented at home from like the spirit or the ghost or the clown itself. And then he goes back to return the nose, and then he gives him also cigars. And I'm thinking to myself, where the fuck did the kid get cigars? Like, it's like, oh, Bozo, here, I bought you cigars as a peace offering. Here you go. It's like, did he steal them from his dad? Like, where the fuck did he get those cigars? But then the other episode is the one where the kid is... like he's just watching TV or video games or whatever, and he has like this babysitter shows up, and the babysitter's like, oh, you know, you can use your imagination, you should read a book and blah, and you know, you could do this and this and this, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not interested or whatever. And so, but then he gets like sucked into a book or something, because I think she has like witch powers or something. Yeah, it's weird. But I just remember the reason why I like the episode is because the kid pulls a sword out of something.
Okay.
And like this giant sword, and he's able to take out this like demon knight or something. Yeah. And it's like, that's fucking badass. That sword's awesome. And then like it ends with the episode of him reading an actual book. You know, it's like, oh, put the technology away and go old school. Use your imagination, blah, blah. But then, like, you know, and then there's the ghost bike one. But, you know.
What was the ghost bike one? I don't remember that one.
I think what it was is that friend died in, like, a drain or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you know, his ghost comes back to warn him about his brother who's going to meet the same fate he had. And so it had to do with this bike, or no, it didn't have to do with the bike, but he uses the bike that the ghost had. And so like he's pedaling to go and save his brother, and then he saves him. But then like, you know, when you pan back to what the bike, because the bike looked shiny and brand new, but when you go back, like the bike is just like old and decrepit, and it's just like, oh, how the fuck did he ride a ghost bike? Oh, okay, well, it's just the power of the spirit world. And he saved his brother and true love, blah, whatever.
Okay.
You don't remember that one?
I don't.
God damn it.
He remembered like two. He said he remembers most.
Do you remember the monkey's paw?
Yes.
Okay, you do remember the monkey's paw, yes. Where they're making wishes and shit?
Yeah, I remember that. I forgot about it, yeah.
Yep, that's another one I remember. Oh, God, what was another one?
Was it just one season of the show?
No, there was like three seasons, maybe four. I had a list of just it now. Hang on, let me see if I can fucking...
Fuck, I'm trying to remember more.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I don't need your judgment, that's what I heard.
That's not what it was. Okay, hang on.
I'll die in this hell.
No, you won't. Episodes. Oh, wow, there was five seasons. Jesus. No, excuse me. There were seven seasons.
Of the original series?
Yes. So there was a revival in 1999, and then there's the reboot in 2019. But, yeah, I only remember fucking, oh, my God, the pilot was 1991.
Wow.
I know.
That's missed a lot of episodes.
Yeah, seems like. Dude, I don't even remember past fucking 94, maybe.
Oh, what am I watching again?
Oh, I know. Same. The Tale of the Phantom Cab. Two brothers, Buzzy and Denny Crocker, while lost in the woods, come across a mysterious cab driver and a very unusual man named Dr. Vink, who won't let any of his visitors go unless they solve a riddle. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. The Tale of the Laughing in the Dark. Oh, yeah, this is the one. Okay. Yeah, Josh decides to prove that a funhouse isn't haunted by stealing the nose of Zeebo, the clown who's supposed to haunt the place. He learns that the story isn't fiction when Zeebo pays a little visit. Yeah, so it's that one. Tale of the Lonely Ghost. Amanda, who desperately wants to fit in with her snotty cousin and her group of friends, agrees to spend the night in a haunted house next door to become a part of the group. Don't remember that one.
I remember that one.
Nope, sure. Don't remember that one. Ah, The Tale of the Twisted Claw. Yeah, that's the monkey's paw. Tale of the Hungry Hounds. Amy and Pam Peace discover their late aunt's old horse-riding jacket in a trunk. When Pam puts on the jacket, she becomes possessed by the aunt's spirit, who must feed her hungry dogs in order to rest in peace. That's fucking... Yep, I don't remember that episode. The Tale of the Super Specs. Weeds, a prankster, buys his girlfriend Mary Beth a pair of Super Spec glasses at a part of his April Fool's Day collection. But the joke's on Weeds and Mary Beth when they begin to see faceless humans from another dimension. I wonder if that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah. Okay. The Tale of the Captured Souls. What is that one?
You know, if I rewatch these, I might remember some of them.
I know, right? Well, where can you watch this? Paramount Plus?
I don't know.
I mean, because Paramount owns Nickelodeon, doesn't it?
I don't know, actually.
I want to say, yeah, I think so. I think so. Maybe once I finish Goosebumps, I'll go watch fucking Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, yes! The fucking Leprechaun! Okay, hang on.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
Do you remember? Okay, so... Jake Joyson, an aspiring young actor, is in a play who called The Willow of the Wisp, where during rehearsal, strange things start happening to him when it's only a matter of time before opening night. I think I remember that one.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tale of the Prom Queen. Tale of the Pinball Wizard. Season 2. Tale of the Final Wish. Tale of the Midnight Madness. Tale of the Locker 22.
What's the Tale of the Midnight Madness? That one sounds familiar.
Tale of the Midnight Madness. Dr. Vink helps an old movie theater in danger of closing by showing a special version. Oh, yeah! I remember this one. I do remember this one. Dr. Vink helps an old movie theater in danger of closing by showing a special version of the vampire classic Nosferatu. But little do Pete... Yeah. Matt and Katie Halloran, they are going to know the secret that they wish they hadn't about the film. That's where basically the vampire comes out of the fucking film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that one? Oh, I remember that
fuck.
One.
I think I, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I think I do.
Yeah, I remember that
one. It was unnerving, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he like pops out of the fucking film and then he starts chasing him. And it's Nosferatu, which is terrifying.
Wait.
What?
He's Italian?
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Let's see. Tale of the 13th Floor. I remember that one. No. Okay. Tale of the Dream Machine. Tale of the Dark Dragon.
All right. Before Tale of the
Frozen Ghost.
Before you keep going down a rabbit hole here.
Tale of the Full Moon. Tale of the Shiny Red Bicycle. Aha! There you go.
No one was arguing with you.
Okay, fine. Mike Buckley is haunted by the ghost of his friend Rick... E. Haggerty, who died in a bicycle accident in 1988, and must find out what the ghost wants from him. Yeah, there we go.
Zach.
Yeah, what? I'm reading off Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are you almost done?
No. It's seven more seasons, so I'm only on two.
Okay, that's good.
What do you want to talk about, man?
No, I mean, it's like I said, it's nothing super exciting. Have you heard of a game called Hollow Knight? I think I've talked to a lot. I've talked to the guys.
Is that the one with the like the bone head?
Yes.
Yes. I never played it, but I know what you're talking about.
They recently had a sequel come out called Silk Song.
Okay.
Anyway,
is it on console or is it PC strictly?
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's everything.
I thought it was only like a stream, Steam exclusive.
No. I don't believe. So. Actually, I don't know about the second one. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can get it on Switch.
I'm sure you can. I don't know where the quote Genesis from. It's not like, you know, made by Sony or made by fucking Microsoft or made by fucking
right.
Nintendo.
It's an indie studio, I believe.
Okay.
I think.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a really, people say it's Dark Souls-ish, which I've never played Dark Souls because I know basically you die, it gets harder.
Don't touch it.
And I have no interest. I don't want to struggle that hard. I want to enjoy the game. Honestly, anymore, I don't like a game that's too hard. Maybe that makes me sound like a bitch. But
no, fuck it, dude.
I just want to enjoy the game.
If you want to enjoy the gameplay and the story, yeah.
I mean, I want it to be enthralling, but I want it to be,
of course,
you know, a good story, and you know, I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be mad at it. And sometimes that does happen with this fucking game.
Yeah.
And other games.
Okay.
But this game is, I think I paid them for $10 for the Switch. I like games to play in bed before falling asleep on my Switch Lite.
Yeah, fair.
And
how do you not get cramped with your fucking fingers on the Switch?
On the regular Switch, I do.
Okay.
The Switch Lite, it's a lot better for me, especially my carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they cramp up sometimes, depending on which way I'm laying, but, like, generally it's so much better than the actual Switch.
Yeah.
And lighter, too.
Because I picked up Metroid Prime 4, and then I bought
Oh, it came out on Switch and Switch 2, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot.
That's why I was like, thank God I don't have to fucking play the game, or I have to buy a Switch 2 to be able to play this game. Because it did come out on fucking Switch, and I was like, oh, thank God.
This is like the goddamn GameCube Wii era where they put it on both systems, like fucking Twilight Princess and shit.
Yep. But, no, so I picked up the, what is it fucking called? Do you remember when we went to Gimme Guns?
Yeah.
He had that adapter handhold to the Switch.
Oh, right, for a better grip.
Yeah, for a better grip.
I've seen this before. I never bought one, though.
I can't remember what they're called.
Makes it more ergonomic.
Yes. And so I want to test it out on the Switch because clearly I have no power, so I can't play it on the big screen.
So you ordered one?
Yeah. And so I want to test it out and I want to see how well it does. Anyway, that was my two bits. Continue. Hollow Knight.
Yeah, just so, anyway, this game came out quite a few years ago. I guess it was a Kickstarter or something like that. And the second one was two, I think.
Okay.
But there's a pretty big gap between the two, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I read about it randomly and I bought it on a whim. And I was getting Legend of Zelda vibes kind of initially at first, and then it kind of changed. I was like, this is not quite what I expected.
Okay.
It's super fun.
Uh-huh.
It's really irritating.
Yes.
It goes from being like, this game's fun to like, I fucking hate this game. I'll stop playing.
Refresh my memory. I think I know. Is it like third person, your little guy?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I know what the layout looks like.
Yeah, and so, you know, you run around attacking things and they hurt you and you have so much life, et cetera, and then you die.
Yeah.
And if you die, you lose all your stuff, but you can find your dead soul, you can get your stuff back.
Yeah, one of those. Okay.
And it's
addictive?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's addictive, but also fucking infuriating. Infuriating.
Because when you die, you have to go through a process of getting your shit back.
Right. And as you go along, it's kind of exponentially, like, you know, further you go along, the easier it is in some ways.
Okay.
And I pretty much got to the final boss, but it tells you what percentage you're at. And so I'm trying to go through and explore more stuff.
Okay.
You know,
why don't you blow your fucking nose?
I don't have a rag. Sorry.
Blanket.
I have the blanket.
Okay.
Buzzkill.
What a bitch.
So,
Do you want me to go get you a tissue?
Sure. Thank you.
Explain to the audience.
God damn it.
Did you get a
Lego
yet?
I did.
And have you taken any?
No.
Oh. Well, that's where you fucked up.
Jesus.
I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the fucking nose.
Oh, that's my rude. God, my hip. Thanks. Fuck, I'm old.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ! Adam, use the tissue. Better yet, why don't you come...
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Anyway.
It's not,
he doesn't have Allegra. He can't afford it.
It's true. It's technically, it's Winco brand.
Ha! Is it? Oh, yeah. Speak, like, not to segue out of fucking gaming talk. I went to Winco the other day. They use our prices against us. Those fucking cunts.
Yeah, they compare all the major retailers.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yes, they can. Why no, they... It's public. Why can't they? It's public information.
I think I call bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, you're wrong.
No, I don't care. Safeway for life, man.
Oh, shit, we're still recording. I thought I paused it.
No, Jesus, no. You've been blowing your nose for 5 minutes right now.
Okay, anyway. You're welcome. Back to Hollow Knight. So, yeah, anyway, you can... Oh, man. I thought everywhere.
What are you doing, man? No, don't touch me. Christ.
Right. Anyway, the game is... it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, there's multiple endings and blah, blah, blah. And it's, I'm really enjoying it. And I'm looking forward to getting to the second one, even though I hate this game. But I love this game.
Okay.
It's really a mix.
There's so, also, so it's a love-hate relationship.
Yes. Yeah, so there's also another game I got on a sale. It's called Shovel Knight.
Damn it.
What?
I was going to guess.
Was it Shovel Knight?
No, it wasn't Shovel Knight. But I have heard about Shovel Knight.
Yeah, one of my workers told me about it, and I looked into it. I'm like, oh, it's got a retro vibe, like an NES 8-bit mm-hmm. vibe.
Right.
And it's not quite what I figured it was either. It's kind of the same way as fucking Hollow Knight. You die, you lose your stuff.
Right.
But you can get, like, part of it back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, well, you can get also other armor that lets you lose less. But anyway, it's not quite what I expected. It is fun, though. I was going to wait to buy it. Because they're supposed to release a definitive edition with more shit.
Okay.
But it's a pretty old game, I guess. It's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, no. Shovel Knight, I think, is almost 15?
Yeah, it's getting old.
I remember when it first came out, I was like, huh, an interesting concept.
Yeah, and if you buy the game, it's actually, I was like, that's kind of dorky. I'm like, all right, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
There's like 4 different games now that comes in like a pack. Like, there's all these like kind of expansions to it.
Right.
But anyway, I haven't played that for a bit because I got fucking pissed me off too. But mm-hmm. anyway, playing Hollow Knight and I'm getting pretty far and it's fun and I also hate it.
Yeah.
And then I also finally beat Horizon Forbidden West, which is the second Horizon game.
Oh, okay. I forgot that game existed.
Oh, well, they're working on a third part. So it'll come out next year. The year. No, like
are they,
the after next year.
Are they going to change the actor to make her less... Or make her more attractive. I remember there was. So.
That's how I believe that's how the actress looks.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I just remember there was a lot of controversy, I thought, about her chubby cheeks.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's cute.
She's okay looking. Like,
I don't know.
I was talking about, like, I'm pretty sure she's, like, asexual. Like, you don't know if what she's into or who she's into because she has the whole world.
Well, it's the player choice, isn't it?
No, there's no relationships in this game.
Oh, okay.
And so, but she kind of comes off as asexual. Like, she's not interested. Like, all she cares about is her objective, which is understandable considering the stakes.
Yeah.
But, like, you have no idea. Yeah, it feels like she could be into anything or anyone.
Okay.
But that's not an option in the game. Maybe the third one will address that as, like, you know, things... resolve.
Right.
But the game had some twists and turns I wasn't expecting, just like the first one did.
Uh-huh.
And it was fun, but goddamn, that's such a long game. I did a lot of the side missions and stuff too. I didn't do all of them. There's DLC I haven't played yet, but it's fun, but it can be hard, and it's a big game.
Yeah.
Very big game.
That's fair.
And so I finally started a game that Bree got me quite a few years ago, a game that came out in 21 for PS4, which I did the upgrade to PS5 because you get better graphics and better haptic feedback of the remote.
Shall I guess?
And the DLC. But I was looking, yes, you can, but it's been a game I've wanted to play for quite a while. Cause a sequel just came out with a different name. I threw you a curveball, huh?
No, I think I know what it is.
Which is also supposed to be good. But anyway, I've started playing this game, and it's not quite what I expect. I guess I don't know what to expect anymore with anything. But it's been fun. It's also got a little bit difficult, but it's enjoyable. And I'm looking forward to getting more into it, as you know, I'm not super far in, and it's been, you know, years since it came out.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Assassin's Creed Origins. Did I get it?
No, although I have started the game twice now. I'd like to go back to it because I want to explore Egypt. I think it'd be fun.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, Origins is the Egypt one, right?
Yes. Okay. I beat ones after it, but I haven't.
Because I know you had Valhalla.
Yeah. And
I know you played Odyssey.
And Odyssey and Origins are very similar, I guess.
Right.
Which, you know, people argue there's something's better between them, but I'd like to still play that. It's very dense.
I lost interest after 3.
Oh, fuck. I just remember where I was in the story. Yeah, I know. I never beat 3 either.
What? You never beat 3?
No, I know Desmond dies, but
I never beat it. It just comes out of nowhere. It's just like, fuck.
I wouldn't mind beating it or playing it, but it's been years and...
Yeah.
Three
was such a weird... I don't know.
They made a lot of UI changes and...
Yeah, like 3 was the big, like... change or fucking, you know, whatever kind of shift from what it was.
We came 4 and fucking Black Flag.
Yeah. I never touched 4. I never touched Black Flag. I never touched... Or no, 4 is Black Flag.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I realized after I said it. Sorry.
I was about ready to say, like, yeah, I never touched Black Flag.
Syndicate, fucking...
I never touched Syndicate. I never touched fucking... God, what's the Europe one? No, French one. Unity? Yeah, oh, Unity... Yeah. There's never touched Unity. I never touched fucking...
There's so goddamn
many. I want to say... I know. There's... God. We're talking about a franchise that's so bled.
Oh, see, Valhalla. There's Shadows, the newest one, I think. There's one before that, which I forget.
Yeah.
Which is the sequel to
Valhalla. Mirage?
Oh, Mirage. Yeah. Yeah, Mirage and then Shadows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I wanted my playing... Because Valhalla left out... Because I played the original story, and then it kind of veered off, and like I've kind of re-caught up with the
story.
Well,
dude, that's what I'm saying, is it's like...
Still about Abstergo.
The modern day storytelling is what always interests me. And it's just like, once Desmond's dead, I was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. What am I playing Mirage? Because it continues off from Valhalla. Which Valhalla, I think, veered off kind of like 3 did.
Yes.
Like it's its own kind of game. It's not very similar to the other games in a lot of ways. And I enjoyed it, but I think I liked Odyssey more.
Yeah.
I spent so many hours in that fucking game. Jesus.
Oh, I know.
You know, you think about games and what they charge for a game and all this stuff, and the time and effort. Like, the fucking...
Well, did Odyssey have DLC and shit?
Yeah. Which
okay.
Three of them, which I played as well.
Oh, my God.
That's the most time I ever spent in an Assassin's Creed game. It was fun, but, like, you know, you think about all the time and money invested in the games, you're like, I still think it's, like, it's not enough. Like, I want to pay more because, like, some of these games are so dense with material. Like, right. Some's kind of like, same stuff over and over.
Do you even have the Hidden Blade in fucking Odyssey?
In Odyssey, yes.
Okay.
I
just was thinking, it's just like,
shit.
I don't even know if the Hidden Blade was a thing anymore.
I think you do in Odyssey, but I think in Valhalla you don't. But maybe I'm getting that wrong.
Okay.
Fuck.
Because I was just thinking to myself, it's just like, you know, that was one of the staples of Assassin's Creed was the Hidden Blade. But it's just like, you know, they moved over to more of an RPG type element. So it's just like weapons here and there. And it's just like, oh, okay, you can just... Just assassinate. Just kill however you want. What the hell did you just do?
Nothing. We're golden.
Okay.
Anyway, fuck, that was a hell of a segue. So, do you have any other guesses for what game I was talking about?
Oh, if I were to guess, PlayStation 4, but you upgraded to 5.
Correct.
Give me the year.
21, I believe.
Damn it. I thought it was older
than that. I don't believe so.
No, I'm throwing in the towel. I don't know.
Think Asian.
Oh, wait. Ghost... The fucking, is that it right there on the fucking bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You know what the sequel's called? Or the studio is, to be honest.
Who is the studio?
I said I don't remember.
Oh.
It's right there if you want to grab the case.
Well, I'm grabbing it right now.
Havoc.
Havoc? Like.
No, I don't know.
Oh, SP. I can't read. Sucker Punch. Wait, what? No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it Sucker Punch?
But I don't know what all they've done.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, it is Sucker Punch.
Do you know what they've done?
I want to say I do know what they've done. Oh, what game do... What game... Oh, God. I'm going to fucking kick my ass right now. Sucker Punch. What have they done? Sucker Punch. game studio. Oh, that's right. Sucker Punch did fucking, they did Infamous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they also did Sly Cooper.
Oh, really?
Yes. I totally forgot about fucking Sucker Punch.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. Damn it. That's what they've been doing, is that?
What was the first game you said?
Sly Cooper is the one.
No, the other one.
Oh, Infamous.
Did you ever play it?
Oh, yeah, dude. Infamous 1 and 2 are fucking rad.
I played the first one. I never beat it. It was really repetitive.
Eh, I enjoyed just the unlocking the powers.
I just remember throwing the lightning grenades and watching them explode. Yeah. I never beat it. I wouldn't mind. I never played the second one. The third, or the PS4 one.
Yeah, so the 1 and 2 are basically same storyline, right, and whatnot. But then they end that storyline, and then they did Infamous Second Son is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And that one is a totally different character, right. new powers
he's
and abilities.
He's a Native American guy.
Yeah, and it takes place over in fucking Seattle.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And that one was, it was fine.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I beat it.
I think I started it because I was testing it for the store or something.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. I actually think I liked it more than the original one from the little bit I played, but I never got back to it.
Yeah. No, Infamous Second Son was fine. It's just, it sucks because a lot of people wanted to go back to, because when you say Infamous, they think Cole McGrath, and that's the main character in the first game and the second game. But, you know, spoilers, basically he, quote, sacrifices himself and dies.
Oh, really? Spoilers?
Who cares? Dude, it's almost a 20-year, fucking 25-year game.
Crazy.
I know, isn't it? But yeah, no, the first game I fucking love. The second game was fine. I know there was a lot of issues with the second game because they wanted to do something different, but then the fans were like, fuck that shit. And then they went back to the drawing board and tweaked it.
There's another game I think of when we talk about Infamous. I don't know if you ever played it. It's called Prototype.
Oh, yeah.
They also made a sequel to it, I believe.
Yeah, Prototype 1 and 2. I never played the Prototype games.
I played the first one. I never beat it, but it was fun. Yeah. It was just crazy.
Just running around with tentacle powers.
Yeah, just destroying shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, that was kind of an era, like I think about Crackdown. Like, oh, yeah. Certain games I think of.
The third person super-powered individual that went around.
Yeah, it was
around.
Kind of a niche you don't really get anymore.
No, you don't.
Like, those are fun, silly games.
Yeah, fun beat-em-ups.
Yeah, they don't really make them much anymore.
No, they don't.
I can think of. It's all about the little indie random fucking shit games that get popular. It's fucking TikTok and fucking other shit.
Attention span of a 21-year-old is like 5 seconds and shit like that, no?
I want to give them 5.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Yeah, well, I mean, like, okay, Jedi. Jedi's a beat 'em up, third person type thing.
Jedi?
Yeah, Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor.
Yeah,
I mean, like, no, they are not completely different from those other games, but, you know.
It's just a certain game type.
It's a game type.
World exploring.
Right. Yeah, sandbox and all that. But, so, I would tell you games that I have played, but I haven't. I haven't played any games. Would you like to know why? It's because I have no power.
Your Switch has a battery.
It does.
And you have other outlets in the house.
I do. I powered it up. And I'm too tired. I'm so fucking tired, man. So
he's had a very long few months.
Do you lay in your bed with your phone and watch videos?
Not as much as I used to.
Oh, all right.
Although
Adam finally understood how you
Well.
So, Zach.
Yes, Adam.
In a few days, it's going to be Christmas.
Sure is.
You got anything special planned? Are you off into shopping?
I might go shopping, and I'll probably just either sleep.
Or
sleep. What, are you trying to wink at something?
No, you said go shopping. Or sleep, either.
Yeah.
And I said, either what? You just said it like there's going to be something else there.
There isn't.
Oh, okay.
I just want to sleep. I want to hibernate like a bear.
So are you happy with all the things you found? What else do you have to buy? Who for?
I have a gift idea for my mother. I have a gift idea for my father.
Jesus, only a few days of Christmas. You didn't get on it sooner?
Nope. I'll probably find it in town.
That tracks.
Yeah, of course.
Where do you have to go?
Probably out of town. I'll probably have to go to Seattle. Maybe I'll go visit Tully and stay the night with him.
Fuck, the weekend before Christmas?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
And you think the pass is safe enough to drive?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, the snow.
What snow?
The snow.
You think it's going to snow?
I mean, a lot can happen between now and whenever you leave.
Are you talking about Christmas?
Before Christmas, I thought, because you're shopping for Christmas.
Of course. Yeah.
So you.
I've made that trick before, and I came out okay.
But with what they're saying in the forecast, you feel safe?
Well, what's the forecast say, Adam?
It says that there could be some...
I hear we're going to have a bad winter, but I have yet to see it.
What if it's a ghost hanging from a fishing line?
What if it's a ghost of a fish that's on a fishing line?
That's a funny bit. A fucking ghost that kills himself?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a funny bit. You need to work that out.
Fucking ghost is super heaven or something?
Shit was so bad, the fucking ghost killed himself.
Yeah, he
again.
Fucking killed himself. He can't scare anybody. So he fucking commits ghost suicide or some shit.
Dude, that's fucking funny. That could be worked out.
Yeah. Too bad AI can't do it for us because they probably frown upon such things. I know.
Oh, because they don't do anything like death or
harm. No, of course not. There's no fun anymore. Everything's PC. Ruined.
Anyway, well, I don't mean to cut you off, but like my Christmas, I'm pretty much set for everyone. Life's good. It couldn't be better.
All right.
I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Are you?
It's going to be good this year.
Why, you give me another fucking bowling ball?
I don't think I can ever top that.
No, I don't think you can either.
That was my George, I'm out moment.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know.
How?
I just find it fucking fascinating how the fuck you were able to, like, find it with amongst his shit.
Because
he had a lot of shit in that room.
Christ, I feel like I've told you this story so many times. I have myself recorded me telling you this story.
Probably.
He went out to the floor, grabbed it, and is like, this is the piece of shit ball? I'm like, yep. And he's like, here you go. Here's a piece of shit ball. That's pretty much what happened. He went out there, grabbed it off the floor. It was in circulation. He's like, fuck.
It was in circulation.
He's like, fuck them kids. And then he gave it to me, or I bought it off him, rather.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly where it was. He's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was like, yeah, I know. It's
how
old.
Did he know?
Because I explained, like,
guy's high as shit.
My friend came in the other week. He saw the ball. You know, it was old and a piece of shit, but he really is attached to it and misses it because he called it Superman because of his colors, blah, blah. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember. He's like, I'm like, do you want to? Yes. I'm like, do you want to? I'm like, can I buy it off you? He's like, yeah, I'll go grab it. And so he went out there. I followed him. He grabbed it off the fucking shelf and brought it to me. And I paid him and I took the ball. And I was giddy.
Fuck.
I was goddamn full of joy. And you opening that gift is one of the favorite moments of my life.
Oh, well, I'm happy.
I said one of the favorite moments. I didn't see the favorite.
I know, women. They always have to be number one.
Fine women.
I know, right? Why can't
you guys just marry yourselves, Jesus Christ?
We can't.
I can't marry myself. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I take care of me.
I fuck my right hand every other while. No, I don't think we would.
No, we'd fight all the time.
Yeah, definitely. We can't live under the same roof.
You have no idea how
Matt painting?
You have no idea how mad she gets when I say something, a reference. And she doesn't get it.
And she doesn't get it?
And I'll mumble, Zach would have got it.
Yee.
And then eventually she goes, why don't you go fucking marry Zach then?
Well, that's just the bond between two bros.
Butt bros.
Oh, my God.
Giddy up.
Yeah, giddy up. Like, what kind of reference? Can you give me an example? Let's see if I can fucking... I hope I don't fail you right now.
Fuck, I wish I knew what I say.
Damn.
It's random quotes from movies and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Like that blade was broken?
Yes.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong, Adam? That's what he said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's what he said.
That line was broken.
Nope, it's that blade was broken. Makes no sense. The other way around.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I don't think so. I think you're full of shit.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, why don't you, if you're all talked out, why don't you send us home?
Well, I don't know. Oh, is there anything else I can think of?
I don't know. Only you know that.
Oh, okay. What do you want for Christmas?
My two front teeth.
$1 million. Yeah,
the only way we're going to get $1 million is if I kill somebody.
All right, who are we killing?
Who do I hate? Okay, I take this back. I do have a plan.
You can't get any money if you kill yourself.
No, I'm not. No, I don't have money. Okay, you know Granny Gertrude, right?
Yeah.
My absolute hatred for Granny Gertrude.
Right.
Okay. I can't wait for Granny Gertrude to die.
Right.
I'm hoping that she'll die in 2025. We only have a few more days.
Right.
Yeah. Please take that out of your nose. What are you doing? That's disgusting. Anyway, I have formulated a plan that I believe is true. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Stay with me.
I'm trying.
Okay. Granny Gertrude will die. She is not immortal.
We'll all die.
No, I'm going to find him. I'm going to become immortal. I'm going to figure out.
He's already fucking around with AI. So
what if they can put your body, your consciousness to a body that looks human, but it's not quite human, not quite like T-800, T-1000 status, but you're basically immortalized, but you're not you. You don't know it's you, but it acts like you and carries on your legacy. Would you be down for that?
Ask Johnny Depp.
Transcendence?
Yes. Same concept.
What a fun twist at the end.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Fine.
Anyway, so...
You right there?
Yeah, I'm fine. When Granny Gertrude meets her demise painfully, I pray, for all the suffering she has caused here in Yakima, I want to be able to go to her house and search her walls, or her mattress, or her refrigerator, I suppose, to find the stash of money that she has hidden. That's because you recently watched it. Anyway, that she is hidden in there because I know she has cash. She doesn't believe in the banks. She's old as fuck.
Who would you rather watch suffer? Granny Gertrude or Miss...
Tell you what, can they fight each other to the death?
Oh, dude, now we're talking.
Yeah, I say we watch them both fucking go out in a blaze of glory.
Why stop there? Throw the Unabomber in, too.
Why is the Unabomber in there?
Why not?
What does the Unabomber have to do with any of this?
Weird, annoying customers.
The Unabomber, was it a weird, annoying customer?
For you.
Oh, the Unabomber. Right.
I
thought you were talking about the actual Unabomber. No, dude, I haven't seen the Unabomber chick in quite some time. I don't know what became of her.
Maybe they finally committed her.
I think they committed her or they threw her in jail. Ooh, who knows? God bless you, you miserable cunt. Anyway. Yeah, no. So I'm going to invade Granny Gertrude's fucking house.
Do you think she'll have an estate sale?
There is a possibility. Now, I've been checking the obituaries every now and then. I've been driving by the house to make
sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. God, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Yes, I do. I know where she lives. And like I said, if I was a bigger monster than I am, I would go over there with a bat and just take her out. It wouldn't take much. Just a nice good whack. And she's out.
And you know, if she ends up being murdered, they're gonna come looking for you first after you just incriminated yourself.
Well, what makes you think that they're listening?
They're always listening.
Oh, and birds aren't real. They're made by the government. In any case, yeah. So, Granny Gertrude, I am coming for your hidden treasure, just like Chester Copperpot. And your fucking treasure that's hidden. Actually, no, it was One-Eyed Jack, wasn't it? No. What was his name? One-Eyed Jack?
Willie.
Oh, yeah. One-Eyed Willie. My bad. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that they're going to probably do another fucking Goonies.
Whatever generates revenue.
Yeah, no, it's true. Same thing with Gremlins. They're going to do another Gremlins.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. What else did I see in movie news? Not that we're going to talk about a main event. We haven't seen a movie in a while. We need to go see a movie.
So you watch Naked Gun?
Yeah, I know.
Minecraft?
Yeah, sure.
Nobody 2.
Yeah. Anything else? Zardoz 2.
Oh, dude, I would watch that shit.
Are you serious? That movie changed his life. Did it, though?
I think about that movie a lot. It's unfortunate.
Are you fucking serious?
I would not go to second level with you.
I would not go to second level with you.
Brute, come here.
It was me.
Twas I.
Twas I. There, that's right. That's what it was.
And you, poor people.
And you.
Who molded you out of the clay. God, it's just so.
I am Arthur Frey.
It's so meme worthy because it's so fucking terrible.
I know, but it's so good. That's what makes it so good.
Oh my God.
That's why we got to watch more bad movies. Just like your fucking Christmas sweater that you picked up. I just saw.
I've had it for a year or two.
Did you have it last year?
Yeah, I only wear it at work usually.
Okay, I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it here. I don't think, maybe. Hard to say.
Oh yeah, I was trying to figure out your Snapchat story.
Oh.
Did you have music playing? Or?
Yeah, so there's speakers in the store.
Uh-huh.
That there's nothing connected to them. And I remember asking Jack about it, and he's remember telling me a story about how he used to sell Dish, and now there's connections for sound. I was like, I don't know what, because it was coax. I'm like, I don't know what connects that for sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really answer me, and I didn't know. Then I found there's a hole in the wall with some wires. Then I realized, looking at it, I'm like, I bet these are wires to the speakers. And I was just like, I bet it just needs an amplifier. So I bought a relatively cheap amp off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was slow today, so I took some time to do some extra random stuff. And so I connected the amplifier to the speaker wires.
And sure enough.
I'm like, I don't know if these are the right colors, the right ones. It doesn't really matter per se, but it can matter on sound quality. But anyway, I was like, I'm going to try this out. And I connected my phone via Bluetooth, and sure as shit, I went over and turned the speakers up, turned my phone up. Speakers work pretty damn good.
Huh?
But it's only near the back of the store. The sound is really loud there, and then it peters out pretty quickly. The sound diffusion is pretty bad.
Well, I mean,
or good, depending on how you look at it. But it'd be cool to have that option to play music. I was gonna connect to my TV that's playing movie previews to have that.
Well, that's what there. That's what I was gonna ask is if you're gonna like play fucking trailers.
Yeah, which we already do, but going through the speakers would sound better. But
right,
all my work is always harassing me for like having music play. I'm just like, I don't want to get a thing like who was fighting over the radio and causing a drama fest or something.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, they haven't been using over 20 years probably, and they work pretty damn good, actually. They sound pretty decent.
Do you know what brand of speakers they are?
I don't.
Huh. But they're in the wall.
In the ceiling.
Oh, they're in the ceiling.
Yeah,
okay.
There's two of them.
Oh, shit.
And it's near the back of the store. So that sounds fine. The front, you know, it peters out, but if you're right above them and it's turned up, it's pretty fucking loud.
Huh.
But I was actually impressed. I'm like, hell yeah, I got the work. I was like, go me.
Cool drool.
So it was kind of cool, and I was playing the song Christmas Wrapping because it's super catchy, and one of my workers fucking hates it, and one of my other workers, his friend today, knows he hates it, and that was the first song I played on it, and he started fucking laughing fucking crazy hard, and we sent a video to the other guy who hates it. It was fun.
Yeah,
lost his shit.
What's it called? Christmas Wrapping.
Yeah, you'd probably recognize it. It's
maybe
played all the time around Christmas time.
It's not Mariah Carey flavor.
I was
going to
play that one too.
Oh,
I
want to
loop those two songs over and over and over and over and over.
To fucking. Yeah. Well, no. I think Mariah Carey has a new Christmas song.
Oh, God.
Christmas Wrapping is a song that starts out. Bah, humbug, but that's too strong.
Nope.
It's got saxes.
I listen to actual music.
He might recognize it. No. I bet he might.
Absolutely. You 100% know it.
Nah.
We'll play it after this episode.
Cool.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to another exciting episode of Intellectually Inclined from A to Z. We hope you enjoyed our topics of conversation and discussion, and we hope you found it titillating and tattillating and vagilating. And
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Fucking, what the fuck is vagilating?
You can figure it out. Catch us next.
Does it mean vagina?
Does it?
Have you ever had a pap smear?
Yep.
Are you asking him?
Yeah, why not?
That joke was not a hole in one.
No.
Well, we will catch you next time. Talk about golf.
You know what's even worse? Sierra says I fucking suck at comedy. Like I'm just no good at it. But that's okay. Fuck that.
Wait, you're not good at comedy?
No, not at all. Like I'll try and have a one-liner zing, and she's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a win, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, you do suck.
Although I will say this real quick. I can't remember what it was, but there was a dude who had like a TikTok cooking channel. And you know what he picked up? He picked up what's the one that you squish your tits?
Mammogram.
Okay. Pap smear is the vagina thing with the duck, right? The duck lip thing. Anyway, so he bought one of those tools so he could make tunnel sandwiches.
What kind of sandwich?
A tunnel sandwich.
A tunnel sandwich.
Yeah, a tunnel sandwich.
Okay.
So like you take bread and you like kind of cut a hole out of it and then you fill it up with whatever the fuck you want, right? So I was talking to another associate of mine at the store. And we were thinking we should do a business called Tunnel Sandwiches and Pap Smears. Oh, we do clean God. We do clean our tools. Oh, it's finger looking good, man. Succulently tasty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. You fucking kill me.
Okie dokie.